And welcome back here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, please sit down now with the president of the Chamber Development Corporation here in North Platte, my friend Gary Pearson, joining us. And Gary, thanks for stopping by the studio.
It's always nice to be here, Tristan. Thank you.
Now, Gary, last week was a really productive week here in the community. We had the annual chamber meeting and the banquet that went along with that. And it was a wonderful evening at the Sandhills Convention Center.
Yeah, and we appreciate you being there and had a nice turnout.
Yeah.
I had roughly 200 chamber members there, so that's always nice to see. And, you know, you always, this time of year, it's tough because you got a lot of people who have kids in various sporting events, and there's a theater production and those kind of things. You just can't hit. Hit everybody's schedule properly, but by our corporate bylaws, we must hold our meeting in October in a certain timeline. So we always do that, and it's always nice to get people together, and especially to recognize some very well deserving honorees in the community and some different categories. And of course, initially we thought Governor Ricketts was going to be able to spend the night with us, but did not work out with his schedule kind of at the last minute. But we were able to bring Dan Curran in, who's the deputy director for the Department of Economic Development, been around a long time, 27 years, really has seen Nebraska through some good times, some good development practices going forward in the state and some growth going on. Of course, as we all know, rural Nebraska is always challenged to make development work. And thankfully, as a community, we have a lot of things on the going forward right now or in the serious discussion stage towards the end of their planning processes. So we're feeling really good about where we're positioned for the future. And this was a night to just kind of give everybody a recapture of what's occurred this past year, as well as kind of what we've got teed up right now and ready to go forward. And then, of course, changing of our officers and the confirmation of the new board members. And so it was a nice way for Josh Harm, who is our board chairman, to end his year presiding over the organization. And now Brandon Jones with Beverage is our new chair. And so that took place in addition to recognizing the board members, which Megan McGowan is filling a vacancy created when Fiona Lipsack took a different job, a different part of the country. And then second terms for Brandon, Brent Berkland with TC Engineering, Bill Trusinski with Brulette Dugan and Trusinski, and then Matt Hazenauer with MRH Enterprises. So all on their second terms. And so got some good continuity with our board going forward this year, and it's going to be a really critical year. So all of these folks have been really involved in these processes and helping us get these major projects to the forefront of the community consideration.
And Mr. Jones is giving you and Chief Hudson a run for your guys' money and attending pretty much every public event. I've seen Mr. Jones at almost every city council meeting and other public meetings in the past year or so.
He really takes that role very serious, and he enjoys it. And you talk about, the old adage is that if you want to get something done, find the busiest people in town, and they know how to get it done because they're very efficient with their time and they understand the importance of it. And, of course, Brandon is very, very busy with Beverage because of about any kind of development that happens in the community. They have some involvement in it to some degree. But he really has embraced being on the board and gotten so involved. He headed up our Economic Development Committee and then this past year served as our vice chairman. And as you said, he makes sure he has a presence there because there's nothing like understanding the dynamics of the public process in any kind of a project unless you're there hearing the discussion and getting a sense for how people are reacting to it, including the public officials and the people who attend. So couldn't ask for a more dedicated person to serve as board chair in the coming year. So and then Bill Trusinski is our vice chair, and Bill's been really involved from providing legal advice for us on the board as well as the projects. And so
and if memory serves correct, Mr. Trusinski was heavily involved in the situation with the Pawnee Hotel and the chamber's enrollment with that.
He really did embrace that and took it kind of on a personal mission to unencumber all the liens. And that's when the chamber stepped into just a quagmire of issues and challenges with the Pawnee. And of course, it sat there for several years, and I think everybody kind of gave up hope that anything was ever going to come productive, and they didn't want to stick their neck in the middle of all that mess. And so the Chamber Development Board, to their credit, decided that nobody else is going to do it. Then Chamber's got to step in. And
bit of a roll of the dice. It was risky.
And we had some financial risk, certainly, in doing what we did. We had to negotiate. The back taxes had been purchased by a firm who kind of does that on a professional basis out of Lincoln. They're always trying to make a quick dime, and buying back taxes on properties they think that might have some useful life. And it's a gamble on their part.
Sure.
We were able to negotiate a fair settlement with them and tried to put the guilt trip on them a little bit, as far as, this is for North Platte, and this is for a public cause and a building which meant so much to the history of North Platte and so many events being held there. So Bill was very instrumental in unencumbering all those lanes. And, of course, the one that we couldn't unencumber was Jay Mitchell, who actually had bought the previous bad bank loan from the failed assisted living center. And so he obviously has interest in historic renovation. And so we were able to work a deal with him in hopes that he would move a little quicker pace than what he had kind of shown in the past. And of course, for a while, he was really doing some good work there, moving it forward.
And there's still some activity over there too.
There is.
Drive by and see lights on quite often. So.
Yeah, and so there's still some workers there. His attention got diverted because he had another building in another state involved in a movie production. So he was really wrapped up in that. Of course, wanted to be on site for when all that occurred.
Sure.
So we're hoping Jay stays engaged, and we want to support him all that we can to help make things happen. And I know a lot of people are interested in potentially taking some of the retail spots. You see what's gone on downtown, where it's went from 50% vacancy to 100% occupancy in some of the areas. And so the demand is there.
Yep.
And people want to be downtown. It's
tough
really,
to find a parking spot.
Yeah,
and I love that. That's a great problem to have.
It is. It is. And one thing that you mentioned that I know frustrates some business owners, and put a plea out to other business owners, employees, and managers to encourage their entire staff to not park on Main Street and to find parking off-street parking, so you leave that for the customers. And for the most part, 95% of people are pretty good about it, but you always got that a couple of entities that aren't real engaged in understanding that, this helps us all if you just follow that simple protocol, and it's not something you can really legally
you can't mandate it necessarily.
Because it's two-hour parking, and then you got to have somebody monitoring it all the time. Just do the right thing.
Sure.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Use
do
common
the right
sense.
Thing. Yes.
And back to the reorganization of leadership from the meeting last week, Gary. Mr. Harm does exit from the president position, but he'll stay on the board in advisory capacity.
Absolutely. He serves another year as our immediate past chair. Of course, works for Nebraska Land Bank, who's been very, very supportive of our organization as well as encouraging people who work there to get involved in the community. And Josh is certainly a prime example of somebody who dedicated a lot to our organization the last 6 years and done his time very well.
Yep. And you had an address, too, to everybody there, including mm-hmm. the chamber members and members of the board that previously mentioned, Gary. And a lot of positivity in that speech this year. I really enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, thank you. You know, that... you know, if the Chamber and the Development Corporation can't be bullish on North Platte, we can't expect the general citizens to. But,
sure.
But there is a lot to be excited about. It's not, as you know, it's not fluff. There's some real...
legitimate excitement, including what you brought up, too. Obviously, we'll talk about the projects. But again, I want to hit Governor Showcase Community of the Year nominee and recipient.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Only one community out of 531 can be honored for their community and economic development efforts for the year. So we're at the top of the heap in 2021, and it's for all the things that did get accomplished, but also the fact that we have really are in the middle of making some game-changing decisions mm-hmm. on behalf of the community that can really benefit North Platte and the whole region for decades and generations to come.
Yep.
We've just got to get them to the starting gate so then we can get them to the finish line.
And that's why I enjoy talking with you, Gary, because my pea-sized brain can only see my generation and perhaps the one after mine. I can't fathom. These projects are much bigger than what the general public can fathom because, like you said, Gary, we're talking generations to come and much bigger than just Lincoln County impact, too.
Oh, absolutely. And when you talk about the whole region, you look at what we are. We're ag-based is the one thing in our economy that's always sustained us and always been there. And they've been through some rough times. Mm-hmm. And so anytime we can do something that's value-added agriculture, and that not only involves a sustainable beef project, but the rail park.
Sure.
You know, with some of the entities that we're working with there. If we can make agriculture stronger and more productive and generate more income in their economy, that just spills over into everything else that that benefits North Platte and Lincoln County, the greater Lincoln County. You know, you're talking on the surrounding counties mm-hmm. as well.
And I think perhaps my favorite part of your speech last week, Gary, was when you mentioned when you were down, were you in Kansas?
Yeah, Kansas City a couple weeks ago to the Pet Food Industry Forum. And so these are pet food companies from all over the world that come to this forum to show their either product wares or their services or their products that they actually produce, manufacture for okay. the pet food. And it's everything from dogs and cats to birds to you name it, you know, any kind of a pet, they produce something. And it's vitamin related. It's, obviously mineral food related. But it was interesting with my North Platte shirt, which is, you know, that's what you should do when you mm-hmm. go to a trade show is identify yourself. And of course, boom, right out of the gate there. Oh, sustainable beef, North Platte. Well, we've been talking to them, you know.
And how cool is that? I was talking to you about it, I think, at the Chili Cook-Off last week. It's very common for somebody to see that North Platte logo and think, oh, okay, Buffalo Bill. Okay, Union Pacific.
Right.
And that's great. We love to hang our hats on that.
Sure.
But we have something else potentially we can hang our hat on that's that recognizable. That's awesome.
And the overriding thing is they were saying, whether we get the business or not, whether we're the company that they choose to deal with, we think it's great for the whole industry. It mm-hmm. needs to happen in the worst sort of way.
Yep.
Because they're all frustrated with what's going on
in
the marketplace right now. So it's just looked upon as a very healthy thing. And I did not receive one negative comment the entire time I was there and visiting with all the people we met with, and trust me, they're all going to monitor and watch this situation very, very closely as this thing unfolds.
Now, Gary, looking at the meeting from last week, shortly after your presentation and after the keynote speaker, Mr. Harmer turned to the podium and recognized some outstanding local business individuals and outstanding citizens as well here in our community.
Yeah, you know, and that's probably the most rewarding thing that we do. You don't want to give out out so many awards that it is diluted. Mm-hmm. But you want to give out some really meaningful honors.
Sure. Give that recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. And so very well deserved. And so we've kind of restructured how the selections are made, just so we're more on top of it and it just doesn't become a vote at the ballot box type thing, you know.
Sure.
That there's some really serious reasons that these people are honored. And so, as you said, we'll just go down through the list. I'm sure people have heard about it and mm-hmm. read about it. Community Leader Impact of the Year, this is somebody who has volunteered their efforts above and beyond to get involved in the community, and usually very, very successful business people, but they find times in their busy lives to continue to give. And Dr. Ben Lashley, who's been involved in so many things, you can sit here and read it off for the next 10 minutes. You know,
at least.
Yeah, and he's been board chair of most mm-hmm. of those things, you know. Community College Board of Governors, mm-hmm. our Chamber Development Corporation, you know, the Rodeo Committee for Nebraska Land mm-hmm. days. And you could go on and on and on about all the things he's been involved in, plus two very successful businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maple Park and Associates Dentistry and Swan's Furniture, where he mm-hmm. and his wife Libby are now the owners of that. And
keeping in local ownership,
guy.
Too.
Absolutely. Just a great person, a North Platte native, loves North Platte, but gives so much of his time and effort and energy to make things better.
Yep.
And so
invests quite a bit in the community. And Dr. Lashley, so busy that he was not able to attend, unfortunately. Yep. His lovely wife, Libby, was there to accept. Sounds like Dr. Lashley was doing some continued education, too, which
right.
only benefits the community even more.
Yeah. And knowing him, he's probably helping teach it. So just a great guy, you know, Dr. Ben. So we so much appreciated his service on our board. He's still on our Economic Development Committee because he is such a good, sound thinker, and he always comes at a little different angle than, you know, what he'll get you to look at things a little bit differently,
mm-hmm.
you know, and willing to step forward and take a bit of a risk at times. You know, the
sure.
Pawnee Hotel's prime
yep,
example.
Yep, he was board chair at that time,
yep,
right?
Absolutely, he was, and he was going to make sure that, you know, we weren't sitting on the sidelines and that we're going to be right in the middle of that action. So great selection there. And Business CEO of the Year. This is someone who has dedicated their professional career to an entity in North Platte, and that was Dan O'Neill this year with Quick Stops and the wonderful job that he has done and his team for, you know, spreading throughout Nebraska and, mm-hmm. and Colorado and finding that niche there. And you look at just his commitment to North Platte. They're now building their sixth operation here.
Yeah, with headquarters here in town, too,
yeah,
like you mentioned.
And you can't discount how critically important that is. You know, when you have these big box corporations, it's nice to have them for the shopping public.
Mm-hmm.
But rarely do those revenues stay at home other than the payroll, you know, and the generation of the dollars in the economy. But for the most part, the profits get shipped elsewhere. And so when you have a North Platte generated operation such as Quick Stops, you know, all that occurs here. And I did, in talking with several of the employees that came, and it was nice to see so many of Dan's family members mm-hmm. were there also. But the employees, to a T, they said, you know, greatest guy in the world to work for.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you just don't even feel like you're at work when you work for Dan because
yep.
he's just right in there working just as hard or harder than anybody else. And you just really appreciate his style and the way he treats his people. And so what another great selection, you know.
He's a good man, salt of the earth guy, and this is business CEO of the year category. But the thing that I loved about what Dan got to say at the podium, Gary, was he was sure to thank other executives within his company and thank his staff too. And it'd be so easy for a CEO to walk up there, accept the award, talk about themselves, but Dan really didn't talk about himself.
He didn't.
Thanked his employees and his coworkers and colleagues.
And his customers.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
And talked about how important that was to treat people the right way, you know. And, you know, just one example, you know, Tom Wolfgang is chief of operations, you know, and has a pretty huge responsibility. But Tom also serves as a village board chair or mayor of Hershey. And, of course, that, they've been really critical in work with our rail park. So Tom has been instrumental in that and very, very supportive of our efforts and done the things that the village needed to have done to embrace it. So just another example of somebody who works for a company that supports their people getting involved.
Absolutely.
So just a great selection. And Dan is, you know, certainly involved in so many volunteer things.
Just too. Concluded a big performance at the Neville Center.
Yeah. He's just a great guy. And then our member of the year this year, which this is kind of the slam dunk of all time. But you look at what this group of people, and they've been a chamber member for ever and ever, 53 years here.
Not quite as long as Hirschfeld's, but close.
At least half that. But and that, of course, is Nebraska Land Days. And their executive director, David Fudge, and then, of course, they're very, very dedicated board members, of which several of them took times out of their busy schedule to enjoy the evening with us. And just a great group of guys and do so much and work so hard all year long. Mm-hmm. You know, they're very visible, of course, during that 2 weeks of the celebration. But, man, do they work hard behind the scenes, all from a volunteer standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so phenomenal. And I tell you, you talk about being on a board, that's a commitment.
Oh,
wow.
I don't know. There's one with more of a commitment.
It is just knock your socks off good. And I think that motivates other volunteers to, my gosh, look how hard those guys are working. We got to do our part, you know, and get involved in something to do with the celebration. And that's the North Platte way.
Yep.
You know, if there is one shining consistent thing throughout history in North Platte, it's the way that people volunteer.
Yep. And we'll talk a little bit more about that volunteer spirit in a few moments. But Nebraska Land Days, the fact they were able to turn a profit this year, and tip of the hat to the Chamber Development Corporation as well, providing assistance to Nebraska Land Days early on in the pandemic. But want to tip the cap to Nebraska Land Days not using a cent of that money, returning it back fully.
Yeah, of course, that was through the Quality Growth Fund in the city of North Platte, which we administer.
Sure.
But it was certainly a community fund that's generated by sales tax. And you look at the type of sales tax this celebration generates, it was just like, oh, well, the community needs to do whatever it takes, you know, to make sure that they don't fall on hard financial times, because you have to sustain yourself. And the only way to do that on an annual basis is to have that celebration, because that's where your revenue comes from.
It's huge.
And to go through an entire void, you had all these expenses regardless, and you weren't able to have the event, so you have to redo a lot of those things. But to the corporate sponsors' credit, a lot of them didn't say, well, kick it down to next year. They chose to go ahead and pay both years, you know, and that helped them as well. But it still took some really outstanding leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fudge, you talk about somebody as a perfect fit for he does and what he represents. He is just, you know, he looks like the consummate straw boss cowboy, you know.
It's a perfect fit, though. The definition of a perfect fit. It does not get any better.
Yeah, he's the trail boss.
Yep, absolutely.
And he makes it work. And he's such a fun guy to be around.
But he and does. A great volunteer, too.
He is. And he's so involved with the chamber and the ambassadors and doing great things there. And I think a lot of the reason people rally around wanting to be a board member, rally around that, because you got that exceptional leadership there. Mm-hmm. And David certainly has provided that. And he keeps really good staff, and a lot of them are part-timers, you know. And I'll tell you, anybody that deals with finding any kind of employees in today's world, it's challenging. And so, you know, that was one that you talk about a member of the year that earned it. It was that group.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Strong representation for downtown North Platte in a couple of categories as well, Gary.
Yeah. And we heard that kind of as a reoccurring theme, too. But new business of the year, this is someone we normally try to make sure that they've been in business for 2 years, because that way, you know, it's not they're not just getting started. They've proven themselves.
They're still new, but they've got their feet more than wet.
Yeah. And you talk about a challenging 2 years to come through and make it work when you're brand new in the business world. Holy smoke. But, of course, we're talking about a good life on the bricks, and the Huebners that make that whole thing, that business happen, and the wonderful menu, the barbecue that they do, the catering.
Making my stomach rumble now, Gary.
Yeah, and it's just a fun atmosphere.
It is.
You go in there, I mean, the ambassador's even meeting there tonight for their monthly meeting, and of course, they'll be in their red suit coat and, you know, dude-ed up for the occasion, but
with some barbecue stains when they walk out.
Yeah,
probably.
They're all looking forward to that. So it was nice to see all three of them there at the mom, the dad, and of course Zach, and all the hard work they put into that and the risks they took to start the business. But they made
surviving through a pandemic. In the restaurant industry, too, that is tremendous.
Yeah. And you never see Zach in a bad mood. He's just always happy-go-lucky.
Yeah. Zach's a buddy of mine, and I never see him negative at all.
Yeah. And people like to work around people like that.
Yep.
Yeah, you just do.
Yep.
You know, you feel good about it. So congratulations to them. And of course, then right down the street from there, our Entrepreneur of the Year, Sarah Talbot. With the flower market, and of course, a lot of the decision that went into this honor was, of course, also recognizing the fact for the last 2 years she's been president of the Downtown Association.
Mm-hmm.
When there are some pretty phenomenal things happened downtown, and a lot of improvements went forward, and the Canteen District got formed, and you saw the old awnings or the canopies come down, mm-hmm. and the awnings go up, and the $4 million public improvement project happened, and that was chaotic for the mm-hmm. business community. You know, I had that going on. You had the pandemic going on. Holy smoke!
And street construction, and you name it, they had to tackle it.
But boy, what has emerged? I mean, it's just
worth it.
Yeah, and Sarah, she volunteered all that time, and of course, there's another really dedicated core group there mm-hmm. that helps, you know, and supports that cause. But it also takes a leader,
mm-hmm.
and so. Congratulations to her as well. And then, of course, what a great way to cap the night off with the volunteer effort of the year. And that's the two wonderful young ladies that were involved in the playground project, you know. They were just great at doing what they did to make that project happen, and so very deserving. And gosh, they were citing so many. I don't know if I could find exactly how many hours they were putting.
Oh my goodness!
It was just phenomenal. But Emily Wuerl and Tawny Morris, you look at, they're both moms. They got a lot of responsibility. They work. It's just busy husbands. But they still found time to do that. In 10 short months, raised $400,000.
Wow.
To build a unique destination playground in Centennial Park. They did their homework. They went around and saw in other communities what worked and what didn't. And so they incorporated all the ideas that they did, and then they had 884 individuals who worked day in and day out to see the playground built in just 5 days.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's just unbelievable. 5,200 volunteer hours for just that five-day build-out.
Mm-hmm.
And think of all the volunteers that were involved and all the other things and the fundraising. And of course, City of North Platte, Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation were very, very instrumental in that. And there was a lot of people who just donated. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was $1,500, $500.
All adds up.
All adds up. And what an inspiration those two outstanding young ladies, did. Emily and Tawny are just amazing people. And we'll continue to see them involved. Of course, Emily was a recent appointee, along with yourself, to the Planning Commission.
Yep.
Really is in the heart of all that. But it was just a great way to kind of close things down.
An example of the canteen spirit being alive and well, Gary.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It just we've got the new year off and running now, and exciting times. And boy, we got our plate full. And there's going to be some pretty critical meetings coming up with some of our projects, and hopefully we can get those things completed, put to bed, and so we can hit 2022, especially when construction season gets here, hit the ground running hard. And we've got so many other projects kind of watching on the sidelines that will also start emerging once they know for sure that this is finalized through the process.
And Gary, if there's folks in the business community out there listening that want to be involved, how can they get involved and help out with some of the things going on here throughout the community?
Well, you know, we've got just any volunteer group is a great way to get involved. But we've just got, you know, a tremendous amount of different committees that are involved with the chamber. And so, you know, we've got I'll just mention a few of the things. Of course, we got our ambassador group and our hostesses. Mm-hmm. Along with our board of directors, we have an economic development committee, an agriculture community. Of course, Quality Growth Fund is a committee is appointed by the city. We have a rail park committee, a shot in the arm for housing development, leadership Lincoln County, the North Platte Young Professionals. All of that's associated with the chamber and different functions. And of course, we have twice a month business after hours, and it's a good way to come and meet the business community, mm-hmm. start networking, get your name out there, and start attending chamber events like that, ribbon cuttings and, you know, and so forth. It's a good way for us to then know the type of people we want to eventually have on some of these committees and serve on our board. The best thing to do is just be involved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Gary, as always, we appreciate the great work you do for our community, sir, and appreciate you swinging by the studio.
Thank you, Tristan.